Federal and state education ministers have announced a suite of reforms aimed at strengthening child safety in early childhood education. The reforms include a national register of staff, a ban on personal mobile phones, and mandatory training to detect and report grooming and abuse. The Independent Education Union of Australia in New South Wales and ACT have welcomed the reforms, but say more must be done to reduce excessive paperwork and address the sector's staff retention crisis. The Wire's Azucena Carrasco spoke with Federal Secretary of Independent Education Union Australia, Brad Hayes, to unpack what these reforms mean for teachers, centres and families.
Look, it was a really important week last week in terms of the early childhood education reform agenda, and these are proposed to be rolled out nationally. So they're announced by the federal government, but that was in consultation and collaboration with the education ministers of all other states and territories. And look, we think our members are telling us, and what we're hearing on the ground is that these will be, you know, a very positive step towards, you know, greater safety in the childcare sector. There's a number of really important protections. You know, initiatives like a national staff register for workers in early childhood education, and also a requirement for mandatory training for early childhood education staff, they're really important. And, you know, in that area of mandatory training, what we really need to see happen, and we're pleased that this has been supported by the reforms, is that the management and owners of early childhood education services also need to undertake that training. And you know, those types of reforms and protections in terms of child safety have existed for, you know, decades in schools, and, you know, this just brings childcare providers into line with what's accepted and standard practice in the school sector. And, you know, it's not before time. All children, students and staff in education deserve to be safe, and that should apply whether they're in childcare, you know, a kindergarten, a preschool or school. So, yes, we support the changes and we think they're long overdue.
The union raised concerns about the excessive paperwork that is a burden on educators. Can you explain how this impacts the teacher's ability to focus on children and what changes you would like to see?
Yeah, well, like all areas of education, teacher workload and teacher burnout is a huge problem. And it's a problem in early childhood education just as it is in schools, unfortunately. You know, it leads to really high rates of staff turnover, not just, you know, employees taking a break from working in early childhood education, but employees and teachers leaving the sector altogether. And we're losing that wealth of experience and knowledge of those workers. Administrative paperwork is probably the biggest cause of that workload and burnout. Too often our members in early childhood education, especially teachers and directors, are caught up in this kind of, you know, this never-ending cycle of paperwork. And much of this paperwork is duplicative. You know, teachers are filling out the same form after another, over and over again. And what we're saying to employers and government is that work needs to be streamlined and simplified, because it's a huge driver of teacher workload. And this kind of excessive and, as I said, work that often is duplicated across centres eats into the valuable education planning and professional development time that staff can attend to. You know, there's only so many hours in a day and there's only so many hours in a week.
Understandably, there was a mention of the installation of CCTV cameras, but these cannot be installed in every room, for example, in toilets. What is the meaning of genuine safety culture and how does it look in practice?
Yeah, it was interesting to note that the reforms announced last week that the CCTV trial of cameras in centres seemed to get the most attention through the media. But we've got to remind everyone that that's just a very small part of the solution to safer childcare services. So, look, they will help. CCTV cameras will help in certain scenarios, but they're just one part of the broader changes needed to build a, you know, a more overarching culture of safety. Because, you know, and this has been highlighted by our union in many, you know, submissions and discussions with government around the early childhood education sector, there can be a tension in profit-driven workplaces, and the majority of early childhood education is now provided by commercial operators. We need quality and safety to win out every time in terms of that tension. We can't have unscrupulous operators for example, cutting corners or making decisions that adversely impact the quality or safety in a centre in attempt to maximise their shareholder dividends.
And one of the problems that you have mentioned before and the union has been raising for some time is the pay parity with school teachers, and that brings the difficulty to attract and retain childhood teachers. So do you see a pay increment happening in the near future?
Yes, well, hopefully there's a pay increment happening soon, but the reality of the education workforce in the early childhood education sector is it's really diverse. Look, there are some green shoots, though, in this area. The new collective bargaining laws introduced by the federal Labor government are helping, and rates are on the increase thanks to more union agreements. But there's still, you know, a lot of work to do to improve wages and conditions across what's a really diverse and fragmented early childhood education sector.
Brad Hayes from IEUA there, speaking with The Wire's Azucena Carrasco.